SlideBelt has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Eldorado Hills-based company makes belts without holes and was one of the Sacramento area's fastest-growing companies in recent years. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news as we do on Fridays. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
So what happened here?
Well, it appears the company grew too aggressively. In a declaration accompanying the bankruptcy filing, the CEO of SlideBelt says the company needs to transition from sprint mode to marathon mode. The CEO says the aggressive approach to growth was unnecessary because SlideBelt ultimately didn't face as many competitors as expected. Also, the company expected to use Regulation A crowdfunding to help handle its high loan payments. Regulation A crowdfunding is a relatively new federal regulation allowing crowdfunding as a tool to sell securities to the general public. But the company didn't raise as much money as it expected to this year.
So are they out of business or what's their current status?
Yeah, well, SlideBelt still operates, and its CEO says the company's signature belt, which is primarily sold online, remains popular. SlideBelt had more than $12 million in sales last year, according to its CEO. He says he's confident he'll be able to pay back his creditors over time. The company is leasing 10.9 acres in the Eldorado Hills Business Park and has received local and national recognition not only for its growth, but also for its workplace culture.
What about the people who work there? Will this bankruptcy filing affect their jobs?
Well, SlideBelt had 40 workers last year. Now, last week, its CEO told me the company currently employs 17 people. That number is expected to fluctuate throughout the year, but workforce cuts are among the steps the company has taken to address its challenges.
Well, speaking of jobs, the city of Rancho Cordova is taking some new steps to attract businesses, a couple of different things they're doing. Let's start with this talent attraction program that the city council approved this week.
Yeah, under this new program, businesses can receive up to $100,000 for setting up shop in Rancho Cordova, or about $5,000 per job. The city is setting aside $2.5 million for this program, which will give out the incentives on a first-come, first-served basis.
And the city's trying to bring in higher-paying jobs, right?
Exactly. Businesses will be required to create at least 20 net new full-time jobs, and those jobs must provide wages that are 125% of the average in the city. Now, ideally, the city wants to attract businesses that are poised to expand, mid-sized companies looking for a new headquarters location, and other businesses that can scale up quickly.
But a company owner who already operates in the Sacramento area and hears about this program and wants to take advantage of these incentives, I guess they're out of luck.
Yeah, so this program wants to attract investment from outside the region. So jobs that are relocated from a six-county region around Rancho Cordova will not be eligible.
Meanwhile, another thing happening in Rancho Cordova is a new film office. What's this about?
Yeah, it's called the California Capital Film Office, and its goal is to encourage production companies to film more movies, commercials, and TV shows in the Sacramento area. The office is led by a film producer and a film director. Now, most film offices are funded by local governments. This one is unique because it's privately owned and operated. The city of Rancho Cordova and Visit Rancho Cordova gave the film office $40,000 to help start the office.
So are they trying to bring in film projects that would only be made in Rancho Cordova?
No, this office will actually focus on bringing projects to the entire Sacramento region. But in exchange for the funding from the city and Visit Rancho Cordova, the film office will steer production crews to Rancho Cordova hotels. Production crews often book big blocks of hotel rooms, so this could translate into significant money for the city.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @CapRadioNews.